Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. I'm happy to have Andy Lyons as my guest today. Andy Lyons is an enthusiastic and experienced entrepreneur with an MBA and four successful businesses to her credit. She's the founder and chief possibility officer of Possibility Partners, where she mentors CEOs and provides tools and resources to do-it-yourself entrepreneurs launching, branding, and building their businesses. Her earlier companies include venture-backed College Broadcast, a broadband media portal with over 50,000 viewers per day, Goddess Granola, a gourmet food product Andy took from recipe to manufacturing, branding, and distribution in 27 states, and Bring Back Desire, a website devoted to sharing tips, tools, and resources with couples seeking more love and excitement in their relationship. To connect with Andy Lyons online, please visit her website at www.andelyons.com. That's andelyons.com. Welcome, Andy.
Margot Joy, what a treat to share this time and space with you and your beautiful listeners. I'm so thrilled and honored to be here with you today.
Well, I'm thrilled and honored to have you here with us today. I have enjoyed seeing your posts on Facebook ever since Deborah Oakland introduced us, and I don't even remember how long ago that was, but I just love the positive energy that you post on Facebook every day, and I always felt a resonance with what your messages were, and I just felt like it would be really wonderful to share your positive outlook and energy with our with my listeners here on Live Your Music, because you are definitely living your music in your own special ways. And
thank you. Well, I was thrilled when Deborah Oakland from the Living Encourage platform introduced us to, because once I got to see how you share your gifts with the world, I was in a state of awe and wonder. From the beauty of the visual experience as well as the audio visual experience, hearing how you bring out the music in people's lives. And in fact, when you pinged me to be on the show, I was thinking, oh, well, I can't carry a note. I can't sing. And I really, of course, immediately said, Andy, she's talking about living your music in life, not, you know, whether you can play an instrument or sing. It was funny. I had that moment, though, like, oh, no. But music
is heard. You
thought I was going
to make you sing on the show?
Yeah. But, you know, music is heard in so many different ways, and it expressed in so many different ways. And that's the beauty of your show and how impactful it is, because you use the metaphor of music in a wonderful way.
Oh, thank you. Well, it all started with Wayne Dyer. He's been such an incredible teacher in my life, and he had always said, don't die with your music still in you, and he said that over and over and over again, and his daughter Serena co-wrote a book with him that's a wonderful book. I don't know if you've read it, called Don't Die with Your Music Still in You. Have you read that?
I have it on my ebook, because when our dearly departed Wayne passed, Hay House put a lot of his books up for practically free, and I immediately grabbed that one. I can't wait to read it.
It is fantastic. Serena did a fantastic job of talking about why that of his 10 secrets was the one that was most impactful to her. And she'd always been so afraid to die with her music still in her, and my friend Robert Berry, who's an amazing musician, had always said, Margot, what do those people do that you don't like Wayne Dyer and Tony Robbins and so on and so forth? And so I had said, well, Wayne says don't a lot. And I thought, how can I say don't die with your music still in you without the don't and without the die?
Yes.
And that's when I came up with Live Your Music quite a few years ago.
I like that. It's like Mother Teresa said she would go to a peace march, not an anti-war march. It's the same thing. It's how you use your language. I love that.
To be what you're for instead of what you're against.
Exactly. Oh, I love that. And I think it's so important. I think for me, and I really feel strongly that not letting your music die comes in different levels and it comes in different times. So you may have a certain song in your 20s or 30s or 40s, and that song needs expressing at that time in your life. So there's different music that you need to live as you go through your journey in life.
Oh, I totally agree. I totally agree. Like, you know, for example, being a mom was one of the things I felt called to do, and I know you felt called to do that
right.
as well. And so, you know, that's part of our music, and then there's the other aspects of living our music. And
right.
It takes courage, though. It takes courage
yeah.
to live your music, and that's one of the things that's such a beauty about our friend Deborah Oakland and how she
right.
helps people have more courage because,
mm-hmm.
you know, in order to live your music, you have to put yourself out there. And
well, it not only put yourself out there, but have the courage to say no, to social media, to say no to watching TV, to say no to gaming, to say no to the so many distractions that we have in life, and say yes to, I want to explore, I want to take this class, I want to dig deep and go to places inside myself and deepen the love with my beloved self no matter what. And those kind of courses, as you know, and experiences and processes are never easy. You think it's hard getting up and going to the gym every day, for crying out loud,
mm-hmm.
when you do work that works on your inner self. It's the most rewarding, and it really helps you live your music, but it takes a commitment and having the courage to say at 7 o'clock at night, or you know, when you're tired or on the weekend, you know, no, I'm not going to go off and do something I've already done 100 times and bajillion times. I am going to focus on this, and I'm okay that it's not easy because I have the courage to go deeper. And I think, too, you know, our dear, dear friend Deborah Oakland talks a lot about that. And your
That's
piece
so
this, this month about resonance, oh, my gosh, Marco, it was so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I loved what Deborah wrote about it, and then when
mm-hmm.
she had asked me to write about resonance, and I ended up deciding to write about resonance and attraction. And it was so interesting because both of our articles about resonance were so incredibly different.
I know.
We didn't compare notes ahead of time or anything, you know. I mean, they could have ended up being
right.
exactly the same for all I knew.
Right. And that was wonderful. It's, and anybody listening, I highly recommend subscribing to Deborah's monthly newsletter at livingencourageonline.com because it, when I get it in my email box every month, the first of the month, it just lightens my heart and it lightens my soul.
Oh, me too. It's the monthly newsletter that I most look forward to getting now, ever since I subscribed to it years ago. I don't even remember how
yeah.
long ago. But, yeah, it's wonderful, and I highly recommend it. But back to you. Why did you become an entrepreneur?
Well, I really, it became clear in 1992 that I was basically unemployable. I just love being fully expressed in my way versus showing up under someone else's umbrella or platform. And I had a lot of experience. You know, in I went and became an executive assistant for about 5 or 6 years, and I worked with several CEOs of small businesses, and I call it my CEO boot camp years, and then I went and earned my MBA at the only all-women's MBA program, and then went into banking, which was not a fit for me at all,
mm-hmm.
but I felt that analyzing, doing as a commercial lender, you go through an incredible training on doing financial analysis of all types of businesses and all types of industries at all types of revenue levels, and I wanted that experience. And I lasted 3 whole years, but not without strife, I'll tell you. I pushed a lot of buttons because in banking, as they should be very conservative and not risk takers. And, of course, I am a huge risk taker. I am an entrepreneur. And so I set off on my entrepreneurial adventure in 92, And while I was birthing babies, did some wonderful fun things. And then after the babies came, I had a wonderful business that I co-founded with my husband. It was a .com. We got to live in Southern California for several years, and I learned so much there. And this is why I use the word entrepreneurial adventurer, because sometimes folks think, oh, I'm going to launch this business and it's going to be with me for the rest of my life, and or I'm going to have this phenomenal exit strategy, you know, Google will buy it, whatever. And the reality is you're called to launch that business for whatever reason. You will maybe not know until, you know, years later why you launched that business, but you launch the business, you learn, you keep an open heart, an open mind, you give it your all, and constantly learn as you're on it. And it may be your last adventure, or it could be the first of many. When I had Goddess Granola, which was my food manufacturing business, oh my gosh, it came to me in such a meaningful way. It was right after 9/11. I just was called, I really was called to go find a wheat-free, high-protein granola at Whole Foods, and I couldn't find it on the shelf. So I went home and made up a recipe using ingredients that I pulled off the shelf or from the bins at Whole Foods. And it was so delicious. I ate the first batch myself, and then a friend, my friends all loved it. And finally one said, you've got to start this business. And I thought, oh God, she's crazy. Do you know how hard it is? We had just come off a phenomenal 2-year run with a .com, but it turned into a .bomb with all the other .coms. And, I've seen how others that, other things that had happened. And I said to her, well, I'll start it if I find a licensed bakery within my first phone call. And I thought that was a pretty good line in the sand, so that the universe is either going to come through or I could easily get out of my commitment of starting this business, food manufacturing business. And I called a local caterer and asked him if he had a licensed bakery I could use. And he said no, but he had just gotten off the phone 5 minutes ago with Steve Jacobs, who owned Boston Bakery, and was looking to lease it to someone, you know, on a part-time basis. And I thought, oh, shoot. And it was that the whole way. Everything fell into place. It just had a phenomenal 4-year run. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute would buy the granola and give it free to their chemo patients. It was beloved by so many people until one day the agricultural world had some mishaps in the almond industry and in the maple syrup industry. And I completely lost my margin because the prices went way high. And then my packaging plant got hit by lightning. And 2 days later, the manufacturing facility got hit by lightning. And so it was like,
I think the universe was definitely saying, Andy, we need you to do something else right now.
Yeah. Well, and I bring this up because I had a real crisis of faith after that, because I did everything to make that business soar. I had great angels involved, angel investors. I had, I was on my way to raise another $250,000 so we could manufacture at a sort of Kellogg's level. It was a Goddess Granola. I was chief executive Goddess. What's not to love? So I was crushed when that didn't work out. And it took me quite a few months to, like, even want to meditate again, even be connected to my life in a meaningful way again, because I said, I felt, hey, I listened, but I was not happy with that ending and outcome at all. But in hindsight, I realized that's how it had to be. And so, you know, as other opportunities presented themselves, I was a lot more open and a lot more flexible as to the learning experience along the way. And that's what I talk to a lot of entrepreneurs about today. You're a steward, you're governing, and you're adding life to your idea, to a business. But the business has its own journey as well. And you do your best.
That's interesting. I'd never thought of it that way, Andy. That's a really interesting way to look at it.
Well, it's just me as an observer watching so many businesses launch, grow, fade out, get bought, You know, it's just what I've come to learn and understand. It doesn't mean you don't give it your all. It means that you stay fully present and you find the solutions, you find the best people to be involved with the business,
mm-hmm.
and that includes money as well as mm-hmm. talent, and you go for the gold. You go for the win. Absolutely. But, also with the understanding that it may not make it. It may have a different outcome than you want, but it does not matter. As one angel investor told me with Goddess Granola, he said, Andy, knowing how this would turn out going in, I still would have put my money in. It was a phenomenal ride, and I loved every minute of it.
Oh, what a wonderful angel.
Isn't that beautiful?
Not just an investor, an angel, an investor.
I know.
The time is just flying by, and I want to find out what holds entrepreneurs back from realizing their dreams and being fully expressed in the world. I'm just really curious how you would answer that.
I think a lot of entrepreneurs look for a blueprint, a system, something that's going to make their job as an entrepreneur easier. And at the end of the day, there is no blueprint for your business. You need to make good decisions, and you need to understand cash flow, and you need to understand what your business needs. Just because something worked phenomenal for another person in their business does not mean
mm-hmm.
necessarily that it's going to work out for them. And then you and I spoke a lot about the courage. I mean, it is scary. And the thing a lot of entrepreneurs do is they take it personally, their
mm-hmm.
business personally, instead of seeing it as an entity outside of themselves. And so they, every time they get a rejection, they go, oh, my God, it's about me. And it isn't. It's really, it's your business, it's your products, it's your services, and there's a need to be fulfilled. And it may not be with those people or that community or that industry, but you keep going until you find it. And also worrying about what other people think. Oh, and then, gosh, comparison. Oh, I always say comparison is the thief of joy, because what happens is, and you see this on social media, it's so easy to
mm-hmm.
see someone else in the same industry as you, and you think they're doing so much better than you, and you go, why bother? Give up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you cannot do that. You've got to know that you are on your path.
Wow, that is so true. So is that part of why you were guided to create your early morning meditation for entrepreneurial adventurers?
Absolutely, because I think the best way to start the day is taking a moment, getting really centered in your body, grounded
mm-hmm.
into the day, and then really
mm-hmm.
hold in your heart the outcome that you're seeking, as if, we were talking about Wayne Dyer before, as if it was
mm-hmm.
already there, and it could be for that day, that week, that month, or that year, and then you add your purpose, like, why is that important to you? And you've
mm-hmm.
got to connect with your why every single day. And then I throw in a little visualization there, too, about connecting with your perfect client, customer, business, if you're a B2B, what does that look and feel like? Because you need to energetically be that lighthouse, putting out your light every day, knowing that a ship that's in trouble will come to you for what you can give it. And then I just also have the listeners, it's really a short 10-minute guided visualization, but
mm-hmm.
at the end I have the listeners put all their deliciousness into a nice ball of light and then put it out into the world so people can pick up on their energy.
I love that. I love that. And how can people get the meditation? It's an MP3 file. How can they get
right.
that? Can they get
right
that
on
your website?
Yep. On my website, absolutely. And we can put the link in, but at andylyons.com/early morning meditation, you'll find it right there. It's only $3.99.
Mm-hmm.
You can download it and be listening to your heart's content before you know it. And it really, you will see things unfold that are in your highest good that will really benefit you every time you take a moment to tune in this way.
I got it after Deborah Oakland mentioned it in her last newsletter, the one about the resonance. And I agree. It's just wonderful. And I have it
Thank
queued
you.
Up. I could play it like a minute or so of it just so people can hear what it's like and get them curious to hear the rest. Do you want me to do that,
Thank
Andy?
You.
Play a minute
I'd
or two?
I'd love that. I'd be honored. Aww.
Okay. Well, we're running. Yeah, we have very little time left, but I'm going to play just the first minute or two.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll see what feels right.
I invite you to find a comfortable position and close your eyes. Take in a deep breath, hold it for a few seconds, and let it out with a sigh. Take in another deep breath, filling it with energy and possibilities. Then let your breath out, feeling any tension or worry leaving your body. Take a deep breath in, filling it with confidence and self-love. Hold it in and tell yourself, I've got this. And release your breath, feeling any doubts and concerns dissolving with your exhale. Take a deep breath in and say, I am grateful for all that I am and all that I have. Now take a moment to imagine a pillar of white, vibrant light flowing gently into the top of your head. See this vibrant white light pouring through your forehead, your cheeks, chin, your neck, your shoulders. Feel this beautiful light spilling down through your arms, wrists, and into your fingers. This glorious pillar of light now moves slowly down through your chest, your torso, your belly. Feel this warm, energizing light flowing into your hips, your legs, ankles, and feet, and see it flowing right into the space below you, grounding you in your body, into the present moment, and into this day.
Okay, Andy, I'm going to have to stop it there. I let it go for a little longer than 2 minutes. But that it's just such a wonderful way to, like you said, to visualize starting your day in as a lighthouse. I really like that a lot.
Right. Well, and there's a, you don't want to be running up and down the coast trying to get every ship. You want to be really grounded in your space, knowing that those who need you will be brought to you, or you'll find them, you know, with your light.
I love that. I love that idea. Now, usually just before the end of the show, I need to have time to mention that next week my guest is going to be Marianne Maggiore. I'm not sure how to pronounce her last name. We're going to be talking about raising a sane and successful teen, and you can sign up for my email list on my website at margojoydenader.com. And if you do, I'll send you the first chapter of my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love. And I want people to think about these questions as Andy and I finish talking. What music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. Oh, Andy, you are definitely living your music in so many different ways, and it's so funny to me that you didn't think that you were living your music.
Well, and it's never too late, is it, to live your music, right?
No, it's not. You know, we had talked about that on Facebook in the event, that it's never too late to go for your dreams. And You know, I'm a firm believer that everything happens in divine timing, and divine timing and our timing are not necessarily the same. So they happen.
True.
It happens when it's supposed to happen.
It sure does, and the best way for us, because life happens for you, not to you.
I love that quote of yours. I love that.
Thank you.
Oh, now, you also have an upcoming event tonight. And you want to tell us just briefly about that?
Sure. Yeah, I have a show called Possibility Partners Show. It's always a live video show. We'll be on the Blab platform at 7 p.m. And I always chat with experienced entrepreneurs sharing their best tips, tools, and resources. And tonight I have Intuitive Mitchell sharing how to grow a heart-centered business. It's at 7 p.m. on the Blab platform, and that's blab.im and then / Andy Lyons. And he's a wonderful intuitive animal communicator, dream interpreter, but he's also a businessman. And
wow.
I can't wait
now,
to find out.
Is that 7 p.m. Eastern?
Yes, 7 p.m. Eastern.
And can people hear the replay of it later?
Absolutely. They can find it on my platform on Blab or on my YouTube channel, Andylicious Advice. And you'll see the Possibility Partners TV show or on my website, right on the front page. It'll be located there.
Yeah, and I notice you are on all the social media, and so we don't have time to mention all of those things. But they can find all the links for your social media on your website, correct?
That's right. They sure can. And I love chatting with folks, so please reach out. Say hello. I'll send you a big love hug, and mwah.
You do. You always do. I love seeing your posts on Facebook and Twitter. I'm not on Google Plus yet, and I haven't been really doing much with YouTube yet. But you're also on LinkedIn and Pinterest, and I just recently started having fun with Instagram. That's really fun.
Yes.
And
you post beautiful images on Instagram. I love them.
Oh, thank you. You know, one of the things that's really cool about Instagram that I realized is that I can post pictures that I feel inspired to share, and then I also can go back and just look at them, and they're like these moments of joy that I can look at myself when I need.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah, when I want to. And it's so funny because I didn't know how to do Instagram, and there's so many different technology things to learn, and one of my Blog Talk Radio show guests, Elizabeth, I had asked her, I said, how do you do Instagram? I can't get it to work on my computer. And she goes, Margo, it's because it's only on your phone. And once she told me that, I was able to do it. And I thought, oh, this is really fun. I really like it.
It really
is. So for anyone
is.
Out there.
Yeah. It's a wonderful platform. Be sure to follow both Margo Joy and myself, because we have great times on Instagram. And I email myself a lot of the images I want, and I download them when the email gets to my phone. But if you're a wonderful photographer, like Margo's always taking, you know, you're taking so many beautiful photos, you're just uploading them. I mean, it's so great. And I know I'm grateful, and my eyeballs are grateful for the eye candy you bring with your beautiful images.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Andy, for all you put on Facebook. I just love your posts. I hope everybody will follow your show on Facebook and like your page. I want everybody out there to live their music. And I just love that you're living your music, and that Deborah Oakland helps us have more courage to live our music.
Yes.
And it's just all wonderful. It's just fantastic. And thank you so much for being on my show. I really, really appreciate it. I really appreciate
knowing
you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much for having me. I am truly grateful.
Oh, you're welcome. We've got just a few seconds left before we go, and I just want to remind everybody that, as you said, life happens for you, not to you. And as you said, every event brings you closer to a deep relationship with yourself. So everyone out there, let's use some of our courage. And if you need more courage, ask for some help. Right, Andy?
Yes, always ask. It really works.
Yeah.
Well, bye for now, Andy. Bye for now, everyone. And
thank
have a
Martha.
Great week.
Mwah.
Mwah.